Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I feel like I've been phased out. I feel like I don't even do this anymore. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Loogie! Shout out to Loogie moving out the way. No Luke Hour today. I got you till 9 o'clock. And then your undefeated New York Yankees will take the airwaves looking for six in a row. Let's go. Nasty Nestor night. Hard to get a ticket. Nasty Nestor night. I mean, if Nestor goes out there and pitches better than he did opening day against Zach Gallen and those snakes, what are they going to say? It's only six games. It's early. Don't get too excited. Please miss me with that. So let's go back. I didn't get on until 1:39. Friday morning. March Madness been holding me down. The Brooklyn Nets, N-E-T-S, now end the season, been holding me down. And then Yankee coverage. I just haven't had an opportunity to connect with you guys. So right now, dial 877-337-6666. But if you caught that little 14, 15-minute show that I did after opening day, after that roller coaster that was opening day, you heard my sentiment about how much opening day means to us, why we get so excited for that one game. Oh, relax. You're 1-0 acting like you won the World Series. No, I'm acting like baseball is back. I'm acting like that was fun. I'm acting like that is why we can't wait for opening day and baseball so we can feel something. Spring training can't do it. A random game in June can't do it. But that first game, down in Houston, Minute Maid Park, against your arch nemesis. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll get the most casual Yankee fans on board. I mean, people that don't go to Yankee Stadium, haven't watched the Yankees in a couple years, they'll tell you their favorite player is Derek Jeter on the team. Those fans are popping out right now, and good. It's good for baseball. It's good for the city. Yankee fans, we deserve this start. I couldn't ask for a better start. I mean, when that game started, Nestor blew it. We go down 4-0. I'm getting texts from people. I'm reading Yankees Twitter. It was toxic. Oh, this is what happens when you don't go sign Blake Snell. We're not going to be anything without Gerrit Cole. Nestor sucks. Stroman should have taken the ball. It was all downhill so fast. GDIP or GIDP. Ground into double play. The Yankees ground into double play in that first game three times, it made you feel like you were watching the Yankees of old. But then emerges one Juan Soto. And he gets the first hit to kind of break through. And obviously that game, he had the game-saving throw. And you just realize something is different. Something has changed. And last year when we rode the roller coaster, and I told you I got off the roller coaster on July 16th, that game was a roller coaster, and it actually had the highs and the lows, but it ended, and when you actually stopped and the game was over, they played Franken. We were like, wait, that was fun, and this is different. Juan Soto, blank check that boy. Whatever he wants. He's a Yankee for the rest of his life, and you know it. You know it. You know, all the conversation about him going elsewhere has quieted down because he looks the part, and these look like the New York Yankees. When I say play Frank, I don't mean play Frank like they play it win or lose at the stadium. I mean, play Frank in victory. Start spreading the news. Tell everybody. Everybody knows the Yankees are back. And you can say it's a small sample size. You can say it's early. But we can counter with a bunch of things. Gerrit Cole's not here. Judge is not here either. Gleyber Torres was struggling. I mean, there were so many different things from that first series in Houston. I don't have the time in my open tonight to go over it, but if you call and hit me with something and want to hear my thoughts or opinion on it, of course I remember. Shout out to, I don't know, John Birdie, Oswaldo Cabrera. That's another thing. I don't care what you thought about Oswaldo. I don't care what he was last year and in spring training. The lights turned on, and that kid started balling. He is playing his ass off. He's an everyday player now. 877-337-6666. The difference a couple weeks make, the difference actual games make. If you hear me in the winter, I say, man, I can't wait till we have actual games to talk about so we can stop doing all this contrived, theoretical nonsense, the maybes, if, and all. Just a couple weeks ago, it was, oh, hey, the Mets had a better offseason than the Yankees. Please, miss me with that. It's nonsense. And we take this day by day, series by series, week to week, month to month, and we can only take this based off the first two series, and so far, so good for your Yankees. There's a lot to talk about. John Sterling's Soto photo. He's wonderful. Marvelous. John don't miss. Haters are going to say that wasn't good enough, but man, that second part, him singing like that, legit made me laugh out loud. I was like, yo, John is the best. And I love to hear John and Susan excited about the team. I love to hear John and Susan pumped up to host their show every night. They deserve better than last year. You deserve better than last year. Brian Cashman knows that. Hal Steinbrenner knows that. And a lot of us, being spoiled Yankee fans, said that they didn't do enough. They're not all in. I think they have enough. And I think as this season goes on, and we see the emergence of a second-year player named Anthony Volpe, when we see dogs on the team like Alex Verdugo, you're going to realize they have enough. Austin Wells behind the plate. I like the look of the young guy, right? Marcus Stroman pitching, what, he threw 101 pitches? I liked watching Zero on the mound, the Stro show. I liked watching Carlos Rodon bring the bulldog out of him. Another dog reference. And Luis King of the Hill. I mean, this is a guy that they were optioning. This is a guy that they were sending down because he's coming back from Tommy John, because he's young. But you remember 2 years ago, he had command. He won games. He looked the part. He fit in at the major league level. That kid was dreaming of his opportunity, and he got it with Gerrit Cole coming down. They're saying Cole's back in June. Yankee fans, go check the schedule. We'll need him in June for sure. But right now, enjoy it. Don't let anybody steal your joy. If you love baseball like I love baseball, if you love the Yankees and the Yankee brand, it feels right again. It feels good again. This is the most hyped up opening day I can remember in a long time. It's a Friday. I mean, the way this team's rolling, I said a couple weeks ago, man, if they just get a couple wins before they come home, I'll be cool. I was expecting them to, you know, come back with 3-4 wins. They're going for 6 wins tonight. And we looked at the schedule and we actually said to ourselves, oh, this is going to be tough. The Astros, right? They go to seven straight ALCSs. They're our arch nemesis. They eliminate the Yankees in 2015, 2017, 2019, 2022. I'm at all of those games for the most part. I lived it. I saw it. I felt it. I hate the Houston Astros. F them and whoever loves them. We went there and swept them. They don't, like, the tide has turned. They don't know what to do. They went from no hope to no hitter as soon as the Yankees left. There's a different energy. There's a different vibe with this team. I know it's a long season. I know it's 162, but, you know, you just beat the defending NL champs last night. A team that made it to the World Series by surprise, but then this offseason went out there and added Jock Peterson, Jordan Montgomery, Eduardo Rodriguez, Eugenio Suarez, and they already have Corbin Carroll, Lourdes Gurriel. They already have some guys. But last night, this Yankees team got at them. It's a different mentality. How many times last year did you hear me say they have no identity? Who's the leader without Judge? Just watching their at-bats. Shout out to James Rawson. I see you. You are appreciated, brother. Mount Vernon, stand up. The new hitting coach for the Yankees. It's not Dylan Lawson. It's not the mayor. James Rawson, he's definitely played a part in these guys going up there and wearing pitchers down. Every at-bat is must-see TV. Don't miss a pitch. These guys are also just watching Juan Soto and how he works every day, and they're better for it. High tide raises all ships. That's why that guy's worth whatever him and Scott Boras put on that blank check. Because there's no way an Oswaldo Cabrera could watch him and not learn from him. Volpe can't watch him and not learn from him. There's no way you don't go out there and compete. This is a guy that shuffles on every ball. This is a guy that's literally having a battle with himself and the umps. And you know it's Yankees versus the umps. From when Guardy was banging on the dugout, these umpires have had it out for the Yankees since Savage is in the box. Now we got a bunch of dogs in the box. And the Yankees are overcoming the umpire crew en route to winning every night. Never say die. They're finding ways to win, different ways to win. Oh, would you look at that? Not live and die by the home run. It's small ball. It's defense. It's pitching. It's beautiful baseball to watch. I don't care if it's only six games. You got to be a dummy to think that they're just going to fall off. Obviously, the way baseball goes, they're going to have injuries. They're going to cool off. But you know what it is, folks? Going from 82-80... These guys have cell phones, they have social media, they have friends and family, they heard all the conversation. You think they don't listen to the fan? I know that they do. I know that there are executives and people that work for the Yankees that are listening right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience, is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last year was not it. Nobody wants to see that ever again. And so what you're seeing now, a bunch of guys that locked in the winter and said never again. You add a Juan Soto, a Verdugo, a Stroman, a couple pieces here and there, and you fix your needs. There was a stat the other night about how many left-handed hitters were in the lineup. It had been a long time since the Yankees were that balanced. I see you, Anthony Rizzo, not concussed. I see you, Gleyber Torres, fighting through a hand injury because now you're the leadoff hitter, and we know you're not a leadoff hitter, but you want to get your first knocks. You want to impact the game. I see all these guys trying and taking it dead serious every pitch on offense and defense, and I love it. I'm a Yankee fan just like you are, and I want to win. 877-337-6666. Now, on the other side of town, I started off this offseason saying LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets. And I'm not going to troll the Met fan tonight. Some of you follow me online, and my Twitter persona is much different than my radio presence. Twitter is for trolling, right? I could troll Mets fans from an anonymous account, but I don't mind wearing it with my government name and face. I'm a Yankee fan. I came from a culture of ba-na-ba-na-na, Mets suck. Ba-na-ba-na-na, Mets suck. Ba-na-ba-na-na, 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 Mets suck. I'll see you in 203 on Friday. It seems like balance has been restored. Order has been restored. I'm not trolling. It seems like the more things change, the more things stay the same. As I'm watching these Mets games, I'm like, this is so on brand. You're not surprised, Mets fans. You're not shocked. You told me, right? And you know better than me. Paulie knows better than me. Paulie was interrupting my show to tell me, and I was going against him. No, you don't know. Well, now we have actual games to go off of. And now we have a series and a game, slightly embarrassing to see. Get up off of that thing and dance till you feel better while you're getting no hit. You actually have a dance crew hitting TikTok choreography while your team is struggling in the cold. Fans that paid a lot of money to show up there, park there, and eat there are watching Rhys Hoskins, dog, dominate a series. I was jokingly calling these Mets the Milwaukee Mets. I guess Milwaukee had revenge on their mind against David Stearns. As we were talking about how hard the schedule was going to be for the Yankees, this was supposed to be an easier schedule. We thought for the Mets. No, the Brew Crew came in here and they wanted to play. They had young guys making their debut, Jackson Chourio, right away. I'm like, ah, here it goes. Like, there were so many little things. I don't know, Harrison Bader running into and out. Guys not making plays, whether it's Brett Beatty or Zach Short or Joey Wendell. I hate Joey Wendell from the Tampa days. Yankee fans know what I'm talking about. But as I'm watching the Mets and even rooting for Luis Severino, I sat down Saturday to watch Luis Severino, and I'm like, this is the first guy they went to get, $13 million. They were sure about that. He got hit up, gave it up. And even when you come back and there's heroics, it's just not enough. And watching the Mets and watching SNY, even my wife's like, why are you watching the Mets? Why are you watching? I'm like, I know this isn't me. You don't ever see this orange and blue on my TV, but this is part of the job. I got to know what's going on over there. They gave out a rugby shirt last night. Hopefully you got one if you went. 16,000 fans in attendance to see the brand new disco light show for Edwin Diaz. Like, I understand that was a cool moment in 2022, but that Timmy Trumpet guy ruined the whole thing saying that he was going to come back and perform it at the World Series. I don't expect him to change his entrance, but the fact that we're playing this up and talking about this guy's got the best entrance of all time, right? It's always Mets versus Yankees, so it's this guy's got a better entrance than Mariano Rivera. No, he doesn't. Just stop that. Mariano's entrance was followed by saves that won championships. You're bringing in this guy to hold the game, to blow it in the 10th, and I'm watching that game last night. Like, enough already. Enough already. Gotta be kidding me. Less honking, more tonking. This tonking guy goes out. You guys know, and you don't need me to tell you. You don't need to hear it from me, a Yankee fan. I know you don't want to hear it from me, as some Mets fans are probably clicking off the radio right now. But call me up, Mets fans. Tell me, is this just right now, as Evan was talking about, some of you being in Panic City? No, some of you called this. Frank was right. Frank the Tank is going to have an epic run through this season making content. He's going to have epic rants, epic content from the stadium. And I wish him the best. He's been blowing up over the last couple years. This is the Mets season of his dreams, of his nightmares. But yeah, when I look at this team, they can't hit. They've got no leader. Fans are worried about Pete Alonso going to a concert that was planned, that was scheduled. It wasn't in the plan or the schedule to start off 0-4. And as all we do is hear the Mets compared to the Yankees, it's day and night. We're on polar opposite sides of this thing. Compare yourself to the Marlins or the White Sox that haven't won a game yet. But you can't do that because you have the highest payroll in baseball. And when I say the more things change, the more they stay the same, it's just the same. Oh, Mets. I don't care if you have money bags, money bag co and the make it happen Mets. Like, I don't care if you have David Stearns. There's something about the jerseys, something about Citi Field. There's just some type of hex or curse on them. It doesn't work. It doesn't come together. Your highest paid player on both sides, Lindor, has the lowest batting average. I mean, Judge is struggling too. But you know what? Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner, they put together a team that Judge doesn't have to carry. They put together a team that seems to be Judge-proof, especially after Judge was spring beat up and missed some spring training time. You could kind of almost anticipate that he wasn't going to be what we've seen him be. And if you listen to me, I said 2022, we're never seeing that. I don't know exactly what to expect from Judge, but he'll be all right because the rest of the guys are hitting around him. Who's going to lead the way for the Mets? My favorite Met, Francisco Alvarez, he can try. He can try. He's one guy. Your core Mets have to do it. Jeff McNeil. Which is Jeff McNeil, was batting fourth. Why? And then they drop him. And I don't know. We've got till 9 o'clock tonight. I haven't been on for a while, but I'm taking your calls at 877-337-6666. We'll unpack everything from the Yankees' first five games, the Mets' first five games, a tale of two cities. But, like, no one's really surprised. It's on brand. It's like we've seen this episode before.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.